If you need health insurance, you have a very different path ahead of you simply based on where you live. Maryland, Virginia, the district have different plans and are at very different points when it comes to implementing new rules required by President Obama's health care law. I talk about what you need to know with Gail Walensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope. She led the health care team for the first President Bush.
Maryland was a very early adopter. Its exchange is online. It has a waiver in terms of how it interacts with the Medicare program. It has a rate-setting program that is different. So they're a model for the country, and people can go look at this Maryland Healthcare Connection website, which began in August of last year. The district is not quite as far along, but it also adopted relatively early on that it would also set up its own exchange, was accepted by the federal government at the end of last year, and it is actively attempting to move ahead. A number of insurance companies have said that they will sell in the district. So while they're not quite as far ahead as Maryland, they're not doing too badly. We'll see whether all of the IT is up to support them, and also whether the people who are supposed to assist individuals are really there. Virginia, like the majority of the states, decided they were not going to set up their own exchange, and they're going to rely on having the federal government get its IT together and navigators. GAO has questioned whether the federal government will be ready on time. My assessment in general is most states, the initial open enrollment period, which is October 1st to March 2014, is likely to be a pretty bumpy, rocky road. Whether or not e-health companies will be able to sell in most states has not been resolved. But the people in Maryland probably are about as far ahead in terms of what's available. We've gotten through bumpy roads before, so I don't want to make it sound like this can't happen. There's a lot of concern that so many people still don't know the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, that these exchanges will be offering health insurance. Even many of the people who are uninsured, who you think might be most interested in knowing this is available, I think you can count on having the airwaves saturated in September and October, trying to get the word out. Some of the delays that have been announced probably are just confusing people more. The fact that the employers were given a pass until 2015, when they will be required to offer health insurance or pay a penalty. And many of the choices that were going to be available for small firms are going to be a year late in getting up. So I am sure people who knew that this was even an issue probably are feeling confused because they hear so many versions of what happens when.
If this works out as planned, let's say 2 or 3 years from now, you should be able to get more bang for your buck to compete for your business. Health insurers are going to provide more options, clearer information. Will we not benefit from this if it works out as planned?
Many people who have not been able to get insurance coverage will be able to get insurance coverage. They will know more about what they're buying. They will have more choices than many of them have had before because there are 4 different levels of offerings that are required in the insurance exchange. So for many people who have been shut out of the insurance market, who have felt like they just couldn't get any insurance because it was way too expensive, they will be better off. There may be some sticker shock in some states where people find the insurance being offered more expensive to them than they thought, but not everywhere. New York has announced reductions in some of their insurance premiums because they had put in many of the insurance reform, but not required people to buy insurance, which is probably the worst of all worlds. So many people who wanted insurance will find themselves better able to get it. We'll see how often they take advantage of that, and we'll see whether we've made much progress in trying to slow healthcare spending in a sustainable way.
Gail Walensky, Senior Policy Fellow for Project Hope. She was on Skype. Read more about these upcoming healthcare exchanges at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.